Look, the more control we give into the UN, it's control we're taking, or we're losing U.S. sovereignty.
Well, how's that work?
But let me
explain how that works.
But first,
no, explain in this case how that works.
Let me give you it out in this case. Right. Okay, as you said before, in the U.S., we have made great progress with people with disabilities. Rick Santorum has a child who is a special needs child with a disability, so he took a hard look at this legislation. And the problem is, this isn't, as Bob said, Bob was doing pretty good till this point, but he's wrong on this. This isn't where they're going to take U.S. standards and then apply it worldwide. This is saying that we're going to put the U.N. in control. Many countries who have terrible
how.
Human...
Name how. Stop using
first
generalizations.
Of all, well, let me give you
name
one.
What's going
to
happen.
Get, the U.N. would get to, under this treaty, decide what is considered a person with a disability. Not the U.S. The U.N. would do that. So a lot of families with people with disabilities and family members with disability were very nervous that what this ultimately was going to do was let the U.N. and countries with terrible human rights record decide who is disabled and how that's going to affect them.
Let me answer the question.
Go
obviously,
ahead, Bob,
they have to get a definition.
What would they do? Would they go into the homes in Pennsylvania or Virginia, Rick Santorum's house, into where he teaches his kids, and these are helicopters from somewhere out of the country coming into where? How would they get in
but
our country to do this
stuff?
Here's
the problem with UN treaties. America lives up to their promises and their agreements and their treaties.
You just
other
shifted the argument.
Don't.
You just shifted the argument. Chris asked you a question.
I'm just,
are they
going to
go into Rick
that.
Santorum's house and tell him he can't homeschool his kids?
Well,
no.
This is
no.
Not-